Hi, everyone. We're so happy to be here today. You're listening to Cora, the Heart of Converse. I can't talk today. Oopsie. today I have the amazing pleasure to be interviewing the great and the only Rochelle McKay. And here she is going to be talking to us about her new EP, which is getting released today, actually released right now at 6 p.m. So feel free to go into Spotify and search her up. You will find her EP right there, Love and Madness, once again. So here's Rochelle. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about the album.
Hey, guys. So it's Rochelle. I'm getting ready to graduate Converse. And I'm super excited about it. This is actually like one of my requirements, but I've been working on this for, I'm going to say since last year. I've been working on these songs since last year, last summer, and I'm super excited to share it with you guys. So Love and Madness is my entire love life wrapped up in four songs. And so I was like, okay, when Dr. Robbins gave us an assignment to like create songs, and then it just started with the Dogs, which is the third song. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really love this song. And so I just began being inspired by that song, which led me to create other ones. So I hope you guys really enjoy it.
All right, guys. So starting off, we're going to play the first song on the album, which is In Love. And I'll ask some questions after we hear it. So here is In Love by Rochelle. Guys, that was In Love by Rochelle. So Rochelle, tell us a little bit about the song and the inspiration that you had to come up with the lyrics and the music itself.
Okay, so In Love is the intro song. I made it the intro because it was like the first one, and I was like, oh my gosh, just perfectly like places the entire like EP. When I came up with In Love, I was actually in my shower and I like stopped and like grabbed my phone. Like I just started like singing a melody and I stopped and grabbed my phone and I was like, ooh, I need to write that down. So I got out my shower and I wrote it down in my phone. And then like, I think maybe like a couple weeks or maybe a month or two later, I actually put music behind it. And I was like, okay, I don't want to add anything else to the lyrics because I already have that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put music behind this and this is going to be the intro. I realized that the first time, I don't know maybe if it was the first time, but when I realized that I was in love, that's how I felt. Like everything was just fun. I became a different person. I was happier. I was just ecstatic. Like everything was, that's how I felt. Like when all I see is gold, like I felt like everything was gold. Like everything was beautiful. So I don't know. That's how I felt when I was in love.
Oh, well, I definitely get that from the vibe. Another thing I get from the song is definitely there's definitely some gospel influence from the song, especially with the choir. So I wanted to ask you more about that. If you came up with that type of feeling or vibe and if we will be seeing more of it throughout the album.
I would say that I am a gospel singer. I mainly sing gospel. And so I guess some of that kind of reflected into this song, which I actually didn't have any intentions of making it seem like it was gospel, but that's how it came out. And I really liked it. So I kept it.
Right. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you specifically about the song was about it being an intro song. You said that it just came out to be an intro song, because I know it is one of the shorter songs on the album.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. I definitely really like the song. It was very fun to kind of put together. So,
yes.
Okay, so the next song on the album is 365 Days, and this is one of my faves. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Here it goes.
It's not just love, but I'm in love. Yeah, it's only the two of us against the world. And it seems crazy that you're mine. I think I daily will all the time for you. And I can't predict tomorrow. All I know is that today is 365 days with you. I've been so in love, and Lord knows I never knew that you'd open my heart. And every day that we planned, and every kiss that's ended them, they're my favorite highlights of this year. And I don't know the outcomes, and I can't predict tomorrow, and all I know is that today is 365 days with you. I've been so in love, and Lord knows I never knew that you'd open my heart. And I don't wanna ever let you go.
All right, guys, that was 365 days. And Rochelle, can you tell us a little bit about who or what inspired that song?
This song was inspired actually by my last relationship that I was in. It was our 1 year anniversary, and I really wanted to like give him something special that just like expressed how I felt. However, I never gave it to him because I was I felt as though like he wouldn't appreciate it the way that I appreciated it.
T.
Yes. And so I never gave it to him. It just sat there, but I really, really loved the song. And I even remembered, like, my mom and my sister are listening now, but I remember, like, us sitting in the bed, and I was like, hey, y'all, I wrote this song, you know, for this person, and I was like, can you guys listen to it? And they listened to it, and they was like, oh, my gosh, that is so beautiful. And I was like, ah, yay. But, yeah, I never gave it to him. Yeah.
Well, shout out to the mom and the sis listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. So what was the process of writing the lyrics to the song? Because obviously it's a very emotional song, and I feel like pouring that out of yourself and writing that down definitely is a lot of hard work. So what would be like the process that you went through when it came to coming up with the lyrics for this song?
Yeah, so when I was writing the lyrics, I think that's another reason why In Love, the first song, was such a great, like, intro, mm-hmm. because I was in love when I wrote this song. And so, like, this song was everything that I was feeling at that moment. Just, I was in love. And so that's how I wrote the lyrics. Like, they just came to me. I don't remember which came first. I think 365 days with you, that part, I think that was how I started the song. And then everything else just fell in line. So
we got a little singing part there. Y'all heard it. It was great. and the last song is the last song. I can't talk today. The last question I wanted to ask is more about the lyrics itself. You mentioned a lot of, like, that unconditional love, that type of blinding love. So I wanted to ask you, do you still believe in that love, even though the last relationship might not have worked out? Do you still believe that there's, like, an unconditional love that you can find out there?
Of course. I'm a very strong believer. And so Jesus, he gave us his unconditional love. And so if I believe in that, then I have to believe that there's unconditional love out there. No, our love may not be perfect, but I do believe that it's there. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just feel as though, like, my next relationship, that if it's God ordained, that there's going to be unconditional love there. And so, yeah, the last relationship, it just didn't have it. But this one, the next one, I'm hopeful. And then also I should mention that this song is no longer for that person. Mm-hmm. The song doesn't belong to anybody, actually. It's kind of just
get it right, guys.
Yeah, like, it doesn't belong to anybody. I just thought that it was such an amazing song that I had mm-hmm. to put it out there. And so I was like, okay, maybe this is not my song anymore. So hopefully whoever hears this, you know, they're so in love that this is their song. And I hope the best, like, for that relationship and for that person or whoever this song is, because it's no longer mine and it's no longer his. So
yes, it has been put out to the world. I'm sorry, guy. So the next song kind of gives us a little bit of the view to the edgy, more sassy side
of Rochelle.
So yes, we got a little snippet of the love. So here's a little one for the madness part. This is With the Dogs. I hope you guys like it.
I've been wondering for so long now, what's it like to be so damn vile? Yeah, time and time again I gave you out. Now all I hear your cries, your screams, your shouts. Now you can't sleep with a dog tonight. They're out back, I hope they don't bite. Nah, I heard they like to play. Go sleep with the dog tonight.
I don't deserve this, telling me to sleep with the dogs like I was worthless, knowing that I'd be on your mind like who your nerves with, switching up your purpose, now we not perfect. But you gon' blame me, saying that I cheated, but baby, you did the same thing. Never thought that we would have problems, we on the same team. You can't pick me out with the dogs, it's not the same thing. And girl, I'm sorry for your pain. The way you put me out, I can tell that things change. Sleeping with the dogs and it do not feel the same. Rather be in your bed or maybe on your brain. Trust is not that easy. Loving me is hard, but I pray to God you don't leave me. Now my bag's on the porch. I love lit the way until you blew out the torch. I ain't paying no mind. I sleep with your dogs, but you gotta sleep with mine.
You can sleep with the dog tonight. Oh, they're out back. I hope they don't bite. I heard they like to play with their kind. So go sleep with the dog tonight.
right. That was With the Dogs by Rochelle. So, Rochelle, I wanted to know what events, let's say, inspired this song? Like, what made the song come out of you? We want the tea on here.
Yeah. So, this song, I think at this point, actually, as I mentioned earlier, like, I had an assignment to do. And I think this was my first song that I did in my class with Dr. Robbins. And at that point, I think I was just fed up with guys, boys, let me say. It's not even men. I was fed up with boys. They were just tearing my nerves up. And I guess I just needed a way to, like, express it without doing anything. Because I'm like, okay, if I do anything, it's not going to end up pretty. So I'm just like, I just need to find a different way to express, like, how angry I am, how upset I am. Like, guys, get right. Get yourselves together. Y'all gonna be sleeping with the dogs. As simple as that. Like, just get your life together.
We're sending That's you it. Outside.
I'm sending you outside with your bags packed, okay?
Yes, get it right. Don't play games with Rochelle. Definitely the madness side of things, no.
Yes.
So the next thing I wanted to ask you, was there any reason why you had a rap section in this song? Like, did you have an artist maybe that inspired it, or how did the rap part of the song come about?
Okay, so like I mentioned, I keep mentioning it before, but this was actually a class requirement. And so I got stuck.
Dr. Robbins.
Yes,
here.
Hey, Dr.
Shout
Robbins.
Out to you.
And so halfway through, I had actually written the first part of the song, and then the part that goes dun, 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 I got stuck there, and I was like, what do I put here? Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. And at that moment, my little cousin, who is actually featured on here, his name is J1K, Ja'Cory, yes. Hey, cuz. He's featured on here, and he had just started, you know, getting into rapping and becoming a musician, so I was like, we're family, why not work together on the song? And so actually last semester, we got together and I had already had the music together, and I was like, hey, can you hop on this? And then I sent it to him, and he was like, yeah, I got you. And so then we recorded it in a day, him doing his rap part, and then yeah, I just went from there, which is really cool.
Yeah, I really like the rap part. I think definitely it gives a different vibe to this song. And the last question I had for this song is actually, well, I think you might have answered it, was what came first, the melody or the lyrics?
Definitely the melody. I used to be a songwriter who came up with the lyrics first. Mm-hmm. And then I used to have such a hard time putting the music behind it. And I was like, okay, maybe I need to switch, which is actually what a lot of people do. They actually do the music first and then the lyrics. So I started doing it that way. I just came up with the music, and then I just started singing. I think, like I said, I was mad. So I was like, you can sleep with the dogs. And like, it just went from there. So, yeah.
So
definitely.
Anger brought about this song.
Anger
guys.
Brought about this song. Men, get your lives together, or your girls are gonna be singing this song,
yes,
to you.
So, the last song on the album, and it's honestly my favorite song, is
too.
One Way Love, and I hope you guys like it as much as we do, because honestly, this one is a bop, and I know that everyone can relate. So, here goes, One Way Love by Rochelle.
Just maybe It's too much to hope for in this world where we want more. I'm so overwhelmed by you. I daydream to pass time. I smile when you walk by, but I'm invisible. It's pretty miserable how I'm waiting for the day you look my direction and truly see me in my unrequited love. If fairy tales exist, I wish to believe in it, 'cause maybe, just maybe, you'll love me back. You'll love me back. If we could dream just for 1 second, escape this world and all its hatred. Love me back. Love me back. Baby, just love me. And you hold me. And I'm waiting for the day you look my direction and truly see me in this unrequited love. And if fairy tales exist, I wish to believe in it, 'cause maybe, just maybe.
All right, guys, that was One Way Love by Rochelle. And honestly, my favorite song, literally my favorite song. So the first question asked with the other songs was, what was the inspiration for this song? Was there a relationship? Was there a guy? Tell us.
Okay, so this one, when I first created this song, I was kind of in like a weird place. I was in a really weird place, and I just wanted to be in a relationship at that point. And this was not too long after my breakup that I had. And so I was just like, okay, let me just write how I'm feeling, because there's no other way for me to express it without it coming off weird. Yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, let me just put it into a song. And I actually wrote it over the summer last year.
I'm low-key stalking you.
However, as I was like looking back, because I wrote the lyrics, right? And then I like recorded half of it. And then one day when we were like looking over like what to do for the EP, mm-hmm. I just played it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I wrote this song. And I was like, wait a minute, I think I want to add this on my EP. And so I did, and it was super exciting because I really like this song. Like, it's okay, hold on. There's a little tea behind this. So yes. As I realized, as I was working on it and as I was finishing the song, because when I first wrote it, like I said, I was in a place where I wanted a relationship. And then like when I was working on the song, I realized, oh my gosh, this is about like my very first love. Like, and this is a person that I loved for my entire childhood. And it was not, I feel like this song kind of comes off creepy in a way, but it wasn't, because it was like one of those like,
it's baby love.
It was one of those baby loves. Yeah. It was like one of those loves that you just had a crush so hard that like it hurt. Like, yes. You have just been in love so much that it hurts, but because the person doesn't see you. Yeah. And so that's how I really felt. And I realized, oh my gosh, this was about my very first love that I loved ever since I was a kid. Few people know who that person is, and I'm not telling who that person is.
That's okay. No, but definitely I get the vibe of baby love. I feel like, yeah, it's like, well, I'm sure some of you guys know that idea of like when you're in high school or middle school, there's a guy that he's like a jock or whatever, and you're like, yes, oh my gosh, that guy's so cute, but he would never see me. It gives you that vibe.
That's exactly how it was.
It's very like innocent, but at the same time, like in love type of vibe.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for someone that is going through that type of love, even now as an adult, like having a guy crush or like having just anyone having this crush that you're like, damn, I am in love with this person. How do I go about being seen or even just letting go of that crush?
Yeah. As far as like pursuing it, I would say back then I was very, very, very shy. You can ask anybody, ask my entire family, they'll tell you. I was shy when it came down to other people, but like when I was at home, you know, I was just being me. Mm-hmm. But I could not, absolutely could not say hey, or no, I ain't gonna even say that. I was one of those people who, like, I was friends with you, but you would not know that I liked you at all. Like, I was too shy. Like, I was like bold enough to be their friends, but not bold enough to tell them how I felt. And mm-hmm. I feel back then that it was just, if my advice, let me just say this, my advice to people now is that stop being shy or stop being afraid, because there's so many missed opportunities that you could have, mm-hmm. That you miss out on from being shy. And I can tell you that I got tired of being tired. So I'm like, my advice to you is, you only live once. If you like a person, tell them that you like them. You never know what happens. Yes. Like, life is short. So just say, hey, and it just starts off with a hey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Honestly, the worst thing that can happen is them saying, hey, I don't feel that way. And it's like, okay, bet. Off to the next,
cool,
guys.
I mean, after that, y'all, you got one time to tell me you don't like me, and I'm cool. Yeah, like, I'm good. We're good. That's it.
Yeah. I think definitely, I completely agree with that advice. I think it comes to a time, I figured this out right as I was leaving high school, or in the beginning of high school, I would say. Mm-hmm. You get into that vibe where, like, in middle school, I was kind of like, oh, I'm tiny, don't talk to me, mm-hmm. I'm very shy. And then in high school, it's like, nah, let's go off, because I'm here for 4 years, let's get it done. And honestly, I think in college, that kind of vibe continues, because now you're, like, officially an adult, so it's time to, like, straight up tell another person,
yeah,
listen, let's go out. Oh, no, I don't feel that way about you. Bet, off to the next. I'm as an adult, yeah, don't take rejection as, like, a hard punch to the face. Just be like, okay, I bet, I understand. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
And it's not to say that you can't be hurt or upset because this person that you like doesn't like you back. However, you just got to take the punches and roll with it. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, grieve for a couple of days or so, you know. All right, cool. Yeah, grieve, because sometimes it be a grief. I'm just saying, like, sometimes you like a person so much, and then I guarantee you, if it didn't work out, guess what? It was not meant to be. I mm-hmm. promise you, it was not meant to be. So just shoot your shot. If not, keep on going.
Yeah, shoot your shot. That's great advice.
Yeah.
So the next question I had for this song, as someone who ended up mixing and hearing your voice 300 times as I was doing this song.
Yeah, y'all, this is my producer. Y'all is my producer. Y'all need to.
I didn't mention that. I don't want to take the spotlight here.
I gotta let y'all know, because my girl Yari stepped through for me when I didn't know how this was gonna get done, but it got done because of Yari. And I'm telling y'all, she got producer cred. So y'all buy this song so she can get her royalties,
yes,
too.
At Jaddy Records on Instagram. Yes. Promoting myself.
Yes.
But as someone that was listening to your vocals so much, as I was going through them, I just were like, oh wow, like, there's so many high notes and so many nice runs and little embellishments here and there that mm-hmm. I really enjoyed. And I wanted to ask you about the idea of recording those type of vocals. Like, do you have any advice for musicians or singers who want to add some runs and some, like, decorative stuff? Or even just how to go about recording vocals in general.
Yeah, so for me, I'm a very loud individual, and you know this.
No way.
Because you have to turn me down several times and be like, get out the mic. And so, yeah, I have a very strong voice. So with that, just be cautious of, like, being in the mic as far as recording and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But as far as runs, I actually had to, like, teach myself how to do runs, because that was something that I could not do. And I can definitely say that it is achievable, because a lot of people feel as though, you know, oh, my voice is just not made for that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just like everybody can sing. It may not sound good, but you can sing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel as though, like, if you want to learn how to do runs, go for it. Just teach yourself. Keep practicing it over and over again. As far as my range, that was God-given. I was born a soprano, so I don't know how to tell people to hit those high notes. Either you got it or you got it or you don't have it. I'm so sorry. But yeah.
As someone who does not got it, I'm a mid soprano and the high notes are very falsetto like on my end. There are definitely no belting anywhere. But I just adding on to your answer, I would say, like, I saw a lot of times while we were recording, Rochelle had a lot of ideas when it came to, like, harmonies and stuff. And not all of them were runs. Some of them were just literally, like, hums and and little just sound effects. And so definitely you don't need the crazy high notes. You
really don't.
You can sustain a note really well, and that's impressive. You have some lungs to do that. So definitely I think you could be creative. Like, I know that there's a bunch of stuff that you did on this album that is very achievable without having the crazy range.
I agree, because, like, for example, I have many artists that I look up to as far as vocals, and, like, for example, Tori Kelly or Demi Lovato, I love their voices. Oh my gosh, I can talk about them all day. But I remember I used to get so mad, and I remember we did a song by Demi Lovato, and I was so mad because I cannot hit her note, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, bruh, I can't hit this note. But I think that, like, and I ain't gonna say I hate when artists do that, because a lot of artists hits notes that I can't, and I be feeling some type of way, and so I'm just like, whatever. But I think that this album, like, if anybody wanted to sing it, I would love to hear it, one. And I think that everything that's in here is achievable. So, yes.
So as far as the overall Love and Madness experience, I wanted some of your favorites when it comes to certain things. So the first question would be, what song on this album you would consider your favorite song? I know you mentioned One Way Love, but if you can tell us why that would be your favorite.
One Way Love is my absolute favorite. I think not just because of the lyrics, but also because I love a good song, a good slow song. Those are my favorites. As you notice, there's only one fast upbeat song in this album or this EP, and it's With the Dogs. But I absolutely love a nice slow song. And also that it was in a minor key. I love that it's in a minor key because it just gives, like, a deep, dark effect that, like, expresses the emotion that I wanted to get across. And so I think that was achieved. So, yeah.
And what would you say would be your favorite song just to record, write lyrics, and make the music for? Like, what was your favorite song to create?
I think my favorite one was With the Dogs because I wrote the lyrics by myself, right? But when me and my cousin came and recorded, we cut up, y'all. Like, me and my cousin, even though we don't talk all the time, like, when we see each other, we cut up. Like, we the best of friends. And so, like, just being in the studio with him, it was funny. I had a really fun time. And, yeah, it was just super fun to make. He made fun of me. I made fun of him. It is what it is. But, yeah, we had a really nice time.
The process of making fun of each other.
Yes.
And then I know you mentioned this briefly, but what – artists, if any, and feel free to mention all of them, inspired the creation of the song. Like, were there any artists that you were like, damn, this song is so good, I need to get into the studio right now, or I need to write this down right now?
I think if I could take anything, like, if I would have to credit my album to anybody, it would definitely be, like, Demi Lovato's recent album that she did. Oh, gosh. Do you remember what it's called?
No, but I will search it up right now.
Yeah, Demi Lovato's her recent album. Was it Dancing with the Devil? Is that what it was called?
Yes, I think that it's that's what it's called.
Yeah, and so, like, with that, I think, like, that album, it, like, spoke about her story, about how she, like, overcame, like, an addiction and how she, like, overdosed and how she, like, bounced back from that. And it was very, her soul, like, her singing style is very soulful. It's very, it has that deep connection that, like, was expressed through her music. Even just the use of her chords and her harmonies and just her voice overall. So, like, I think, if anything, One Way Love had some of those features to it. Yeah, inspirations to it. If anything.
Okay. And what advice would you give listeners that kind of come to this album and leave feeling very, like, reflected and very, like, oh, wow, like, this is literally me going through that same process of your love life as you described it? What advice would you give them when it comes to love and madness in that sense?
love love is hard. It's not easy. And I'm still trying to figure it out myself. There's no right way to love. And there's no right way to grieve, because I feel like my madness came from a source of grieving. And you just have to take it one day at a time, because like it took me a minute to like fully heal. And there's still certain aspects that I'm healing from. However, like the whole relationship, like I'm healed from that. And I thank God for that. However, sometimes it takes people longer. And so don't rush the process. Just make sure that you heal and get yourself back up on your feet, because there's more to life than just relationships. And I think you, after like listening to this album, come to a place where you find yourself. Find yourself first and then maybe start again. So
I definitely agree. I think if you feel reflected within the songs, definitely, I feel like we all come to a place where we feel like every one of these songs. So definitely, I think love is not easy. And that's coming from someone who's been in a relationship for like 8 years at this point. But when you find it, you fall hard, and you're going to be there for a long time. I'm telling you, it's very fun times. But at the same time, I feel like love is overrated. When it comes to relationship, love is very overrated.
It really is.
I feel like we need to also be grateful for like the love that comes within like our families, the love of God and stuff like that. There's other things, the other forms of love, like friendship love, for example, me with Rochelle, love of my life.
I love y'all. I don't know what I would do without her. I'm like, I kid you not.
So that's what I mean. You need to be grateful. Like, I'm so grateful to have found Rochelle and vice versa and stuff like that. And it's not all about this relationship love. It's also about friendship and family. So so overall, I really, really enjoyed your album. I enjoyed making the album as well. The little touches here and there were really fun. Recording was overall really fun, I think. There are a lot of times where I would scream at Rochelle to do stuff.
Yes, I was like, I don't want to do it. But yeah, she really helped me
They
out
were in there, I'm telling you. Some harmonies there were forced. But yeah, so overall, where can these listeners find the album and find you as well?
Okay, guys, so over the next week or so, this should be on pretty much everything. So Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Even you can add this in like your stories on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yes, on Instagram, exciting. Let's get it.
Yeah, y'all tag me and let me know what y'all think. Yeah, so you can find me at Rochelle Micah or Rochelle Micah Kennard. And yeah, just look up my name and I'll be there.
Yes, on Instagram and Spotify. She will be showing up on there. And make sure to also tag us if you are listening to this broadcast at Cora Radio on Instagram and on Radio Converse at Twitter. And yes, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And definitely check out Love and Madness in Spotify by Rochelle Kennard. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing day. And feel free to re-look at this interview or re-listen to this interview at converseradio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. So, Rochelle, any last words?
No, y'all go out there and love people.
Yes, don't go too crazy, though.
Yeah, don't showcase madness, but show love.
Show love.
Bye. All right,
guys, bye.